Like a soldier is always ready for the battle with all his armory, I believe mobile developers should be ready with all the right tools to build stunning mobile applications. With availability of right tools, app development becomes fast, easy and fun. My name is Mayur Tendulkar and in this short video, I am going to introduce you to all the tools which can be used to build cross-platform mobile applications. Remember, life is too short to start the Android emulator or to wait till that multi-project solution to build. Get a fastest development rig. Many people have asked me at various user group meetings about my machine specs. I personally enjoy building my own machine by choosing the right components. I have a desktop, a Surface, and a MacBook at home. And to give you an idea what actually you need to build the next great mobile application, let's make a list. Obviously, the first component that you require is the processor. And make sure you have at least Intel i5 or compatible processor and well-matched motherboard with Hyper-V features. This is required if you want to run emulators. Check the processor number and its details before purchase. I will personally recommend i7 Skylake processors, which are fastest available processor as of now while recording this video. The next important component after processor is RAM, and I will suggest to get a lot of it, more the better. And 16GB plus if you want to run multiple emulators side by side or virtual machines. Now, unless you want to wait endlessly for that build to happen, I will recommend to get a solid state drive and get at least 256GB, because as you keep installing tools and updates, you will soon start running out of space. In short, get whatever is the best on the day when you plan to start mobile application development. One last important thing which remains is operating system, and you can use either Windows or OS X. I'm going to show all the demos and present everything right from my Visual Studio machine, which is a Windows machine. And I'm going to keep my MacBook Pro in the network for building iOS app. Specifically, I'm using Windows 10 because it has Hyper-V client support and it is needed for building Windows 10 mobile applications. To give you an idea, my current setup consists of two machines, a self-assembled desktop and a MacBook Pro. Both the machines are in the same network, so I can connect to my Mac from PC and build apps for all the platforms right from Visual Studio. Talking about Visual Studio, this is the most productive IDE I have ever used. I started playing around when it was Visual Studio 6, and till today I use it. This IDE allows you to build almost for every platform and every device in the market, be it a mobile, be it web, database, cloud, or Raspberry Pi. On top of it, it is highly extensible. There are already thousands of extensions available, and some of my favorite ones are ReSharper, AuthCode, and XAML Power Toys. I do use Emoji VS sometimes to add some joke in my code. With Visual Studio 2015, Xamarin is also well integrated right from the installation part. So when you are installing Visual Studio, you can select Xamarin and it will get installed. Now we don't have Visual Studio and Mac. What we have is Visual Studio Code. Having said that, Xamarin Studio provides you all the goodness of Visual Studio and Mac. This IDE allows building apps for iOS and Android with all the features like UI designers, code signing tools, emulators, and profilers. And the best thing is, it supports Roslyn compiler service. Recently, there has been many new features added, and you can find them all on the official Xamarin blog. However, Visual Studio needs a PC and Xamarin Studio needs a Mac. What if we could build apps on iPad? Welcome to Continuous, an IDE on iPad which allows you to build apps on the go. And the best thing, just like Xamarin Studio, it also supports Roslyn compiler services. You can grab it from the Apple Store. Once you get everything installed, the first thing to check is for updates. You can go to Visual Studio Tools Options and check for Xamarin updates. If you are brave enough and want to test all the new features, shift to Alpha or Beta channel from stable and click on Check Now button. Else, for production machines, check for updates on stable channel. You can do the same from Xamarin Studio as well. Now, even though you have updated Xamarin tooling, there will be always an update to Android. And this is how it is. So always check for updates using Android SDK Manager. You can do so by going through Tools, Android, and Android SDK Manager. Now, once you get all the tooling in place for building the app, if you want to debug or test app, you can use emulators. On OS X, you can get iOS emulators when you install Xcode. For Android, I will personally recommend to use Google Android emulators, which are pretty fast these days. However, in case of Windows, you can use Xamarin iOS emulator, which is in preview to run iOS apps. You can use Visual Studio emulators for Android, and certainly Windows 10 emulators. You can select these while installing your Visual Studio 2015 edition. Even though you can test and debug your apps on emulators, it is always a good idea to test your apps on real metal. Performance on emulators and real devices will be different because of a lot of factors. If you can get a real device to test your app, for example, the best device for Android these days is a Nexus 6P. For Windows, it is Lumia 950 XL. If you can't buy all these devices, you can definitely try out Xamarin Test Cloud. If you are like me, who is presenting at user group meetings, conferences, and want to display the output from real device on projector screen, you can use these tools. These always work for me. Remember, good developers don't start writing apps directly inside Visual Studio. They make a plan and create mockups. Wireframe Sketcher is one tool which makes it easy. The alternative can be Balsamiq, Visio, or PowerPoint. But please avoid using Paint. Here you can use stencils to create mockups for UI for different platforms and get to see how the application will flow. You can also export these mockups in different formats so that you can share with the team members and get their opinions before constructing this UI in actual. This application is also extensible with stencils for different platforms. So tomorrow, if new things is added to any platform, you can just download the stencil and start using it in your application. Talking about mobile apps, almost every app needs a device to be online. And once in a while, you may want to see what is happening behind the scene if you get 401 unauthorized. Or you may want to see why your mobile app is taking too long to authenticate. Here, Fiddler comes to the rescue. You can actually compose HTTP requests using this tool before creating HTTP client in code and see the output. And yes, you can use this tool to analyze and debug web traffic. If you are on Mac, you can definitely use Postman, which is kind of alternative to Fiddler. When talking about connectivity, web services comes into the picture, and most of the web services today return JSON data, which is nothing but a plain string. And life becomes difficult when you have large amount of data and you have to find a value for one particular variable. JSON viewer from CodePlex makes life easier by giving you an object tree of JSON. There are online tools like JSON-lit, which validate and display JSON in proper format, but I recommend offline tools, and here is one from that list. Sometimes you also want to generate classes from the JSON, which can be used for serializing, deserializing data using JSON.NET like libraries. Use JSON class generator, which can generate models from JSON. I know you can copy paste JSON in Visual Studio and generate classes, but this tool gives you a little bit more control over the code that gets generated. During development of mobile apps, you may need some icons. And if you are lucky to have designer sitting next to you, you don't need to bother. But for people like me, Syncfusion Metro Studio is boon. It makes life easier by giving free tons of icons. All these icons are customizable with colors, background, border, transparency, etc. And finally, you can export these images in PNG or vector format. Thanks to Syncfusion, this application along with some other Syncfusion products is free for community members, and I will recommend you to check their website. Apart from app icons, you will also require some imagery in your app. For example, you will need to provide some image assets while submitting the app to the store. You will need splash screens, you will need logos, badge icons, and you can create these using tools like Perfect Tile. For Windows apps, it allows you to generate all the required images in a jiffy. However, this can be used only on Windows. Meet Make App Icon. Think of it like a web edition of Perfect Tile for iOS and Android, which can generate similar set of images for these platforms. You can check out the tool here at makeappicon.com. Now, I'm sure there can be many more tools which can be used to increase productivity. If you want to share them with the community, please comment on this page so others will get to know. Thanks for watching this video. My name is Mayur Tendulkar, and do let me know if you have feedback on this video. You can reach me on Twitter @Mayur_Tendulkar. Thank you.